What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, on the Carlos Correa trade, I can't
the
be...
The potential Carlos Correa trade?
You want to break some news?
Yeah. Like it happened, bro.
You want to break some news?
That kind of happened weird, didn't it? On the Carlos Correa rumored, reported trade...
Thank you.
That's out there. I can't be the only one that feels this way, and this is my confession. We don't... I mean, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. You had some reporting from Rosenthal?
I think it was actually Passan. It was Jeff Passan. Who was saying that while the Astros, I'll read it verbatim.
Yeah.
While the Houston Astros have interest in Minnesota Twins shortstop Carlos Correa, and there has been dialogue on a potential trade, the sides are far apart at the moment and no deal is close, sources tell ESPN.
All right, that feeds right into my confession. Blah, 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 blah. My confession is, now that it's out there, I feel like they kind of got to do it, right? I mean, just because it's Carlos Correa, the city's already buzzing about it. To be able to bring him back, they need him. You know, familiar face, clearly a guy that came up, won the World Series, got engaged on the field. We still have the audio of that, I know. It's not fair. That's it. That's it right there. I was trying to see if you could find it, Figgy. But I get it. If the trade breaks down, talks break down, they break down. But I kind of feel like you got to do it. You got to get Carlos Correa back now.
I mean, it sounds interesting. I think that there are some things that could throw a wrinkle in what you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as you mentioned, not a left-handed bat. I would not be upset at it, but it does not feel like the absolute best way of going about the trade deadline. However, again, trade deadline is not the place where I think you wait for the absolute perfect answer because by nature – you know, I don't think perfect answers exist often at the trade deadline. So maybe that is just
me. It's out there, though. It got me and a lot of people going, I'm sure.
Oh, it's very intriguing. Yeah. It's very fun. And at least for our purposes, not for the baseball purposes, fun is all that matters. Like, what is the fun thing to kind of consider and rattle around in your brain?
But
I feel you in where you're coming from. Let's bring it back to the practice field out here at the Houston Methodist Training Center. With the way that, you know, D'Amico talked about the likes of Tremont Smith and Jalen Smith and some of the other rookies, and with what I've seen from them, I think I've been a big, proponent of, hey, man, secondary depth, I think this is an issue. I'm good on chilling on that for a while. Like, obviously, you know, joint practices and preseason games
tell
us a lot. I'm good on just, like, not worrying about it. Like, I think I'm okay. Like, you know me, I can be a little bit of a worrywart at times. And particularly, like, okay, but if you don't have depth and if you have to have, the equivalent of Jeff Okuda out there again.
Yeah, I got you.
But I don't think I'm worried about that anymore. I think I feel confident that you have some guys that have a level of ball to them with this system that I think that you can withstand. Like, I think you're good with some of the depth. Of course, that remains to be
today
seen.
Today certainly helped that cause.
It did. Yeah. But some of these secondary guys, I think, have been pretty solid in a way that makes me feel comfortable that I'm not as worried as I once was on some of the cornerbacks.
I'm actually with you on that, 100%.
Like the rookies, both Jalen Reed making a play today. Jalen Smith has gotten so much love, and it feels due. I feel like he could come along pretty quickly. Yeah, it does feel like they're probably okay when it comes to secondary depth.
My first confession is they need to cut that damn lawnmower off, man. That stuff is loud, man.
Those blowers are the worst.
It's loud.
Man, but you think it's loud. It's loud over here.
Yeah, I know it's loud over there. I've been in that spot before. So they need to hurry up and move on.
Yeah.
But my real confession is I feel like the Cleveland Guardians need to change their name to the Cleveland Gamblers at this point, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if y'all discussed this on Monday.
A little bit.
But, yeah, so if you didn't know, Emmanuel Class A is now the second pitcher who you got to sit down and time out for a little bit while they investigate some little gambling issues or I don't know. But they put the video out there of him throwing –
oh, those first pitches?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Dirting those pitches?
He was spiking them.
Yeah.
He spiked like one
after
another.
It wasn't even close, man.
It was not. He was throwing them 52 feet.
Clearly, it was some type of prop bet or something where I bet you ain't going to throw a first strike. Clearly, that was it. And I think the second pitcher was a guy Luis by the Ortiz. Name of Luis Ortiz. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
But I mean, my confession is I'm really intrigued to see what's really going to happen because I feel like it's a lot of this going on.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I think about gambling in sports, I always think of the heaviest thing, which is paying money to lose or do something that costs a game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I never really thought about just the first pitch, betting on the first pitch a strike. I feel like that's a lot. It's a lot of that going on, and I'm really intrigued to see, is it more people? Hell, if it's more people in the Cleveland Gamblers at this point.
Yeah, yeah, you can bet on anything.
But the thing I thought about with that is, like, I've seen, like, football, you end up, you know, get caught gambling.
Yeah.
They'll take you out for a year, a la, like, Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, betting on baseball, at least in the past, has gotten you thrown out. Like,
you gone.
Does that shift at all with the new landscape, or are they going to stick to that history and just be like, if we find out that you was doing this like for real in a major way, we're just getting you out the paint entirely?
Yes.
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm kind of curious because it's one thing to be Pete Rose with it, where it's actually affecting the game and stuff like that. But if you just throwing, if you just in the first inning.
Spiking
and say, hey, let's spike the pitch. Let's throw a wild pitch. Like, I'm wondering, like, are you going to ban somebody for that?
I don't know. It's gambling, and that's a great question. I just laugh about it because, like, in his view, if that's the case, you know, they were betting on the first pitch, like, that's easy money, man.
That's what I'm saying.
And he's got to figure, like, I can make up for that. I'll still strike out the dude, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's only the first pitch. Like I said, it's not throwing the game or it's not giving up the game-winning home run or anything like that. This is the first pitch.
It's the hit to the integrity, though.
Yep.
Because it's the notion of the slippery slope. It's like, well, if you do that,
what else?
What else did he do? And that's also a question that I imagine the investigation is getting after. Yeah, this can't be. This has got a sting though for Cleveland. Not that I'm really all that worried about what they need, but I mean, you was getting ready to send him off and get you stuff for your team.
He was going to get paid.
That is also another thing.
Yeah.
And now he is just a dude who is on administrative leave.
Somebody made a lot of money though.
If he would have just threw a first pitch strike. he wouldn't be in this mess.
Yep.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Figgy, you have the audio, but I heard this, and it was just sort of you're scrolling, you know, haha, kind of funny, cute video. The Buffalo Bills were doing like the Texans do this as they walk over the bridge. They ask them some question, you know, who would you want your sister to date? Whatever, you know, and the guys have some fun with it. Well, this was what the Buffalo Bills were asking. Who's the most famous bald person in the world? This is what it sounded like.
Who is the most famous bald person in the world? Jeff Bezos.
Most famous bald person in the world?
Jordan, for sure.
Michael Jordan?
The Dalai Lama.
Most famous bald person? Probably Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock.
Alex Caruso.
Amber Rose.
Alex Caruso.
Heisenberg.
Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso.
Alex Caruso?
Gotta be Alex.
Oh, there's only one answer. The Bald Mamba.
Alex Caruso!
He said there's only one answer, Alex Caruso. And it made me realize we don't have a lot of famous bald people anymore.
That's a good point. I feel like that's because we done gotten to a place where I feel like in the 90s in particular.
There are a lot of bald people.
It was a style choice.
Yeah.
Where are your bald icons, right? Mm-hmm. Like we had a number of bald icons in the 90s. I could point to Tupac. I can obviously point to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like you had people who were bald, who were cool, and they made it cool. Who are the bald icons right
now? What happened to all the bald people?
We got like Jeff Bezos out here, and I don't know. Like depending on how you feel. Is that who you're choosing to fall behind?
Because Alex Caruso might be the answer. You had like five guys answer that. And the other one said there's only one answer, the bald mamba. I mean, the white mamba, whatever they call them, a bald mamba. Headband
he can't
mamba.
Be a white mamba because that yeah, is yeah. still... Yeah.
But he might be. He might be the most
it's not Alex Caruso.
Well, according to the Buffalo Bills,
who
it
is.
Yeah.
I think somebody said Dr. Phil. send in your who's the bald
But he's
OG
not bald bald. I'm talking bald.
Who is the most famous bald person?
Alex
right
Caruso.
Now?
That's what made me realize.
Bezos is more famous than Alex Caruso. Please stop that right now.
Well, ask the Bills.
Stop that. Stop it right this moment.
A lot of people don't know Jeff Bezos. They know Alex Caruso. In this demographic?
A lot of people don't know Alex Caruso.
In this demographic, a lot of people do know Alex Caruso.
All them people be on Amazon all the time.
But the bigger point is, we don't have a lot
Somebody says Steve Harvey.
Maybe Sean Pendergast.
Oh. Sean needs to put on stronger to try and get more bald folks around here.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan comes through, Stone Cold. I feel like he does not qualify in this time period.
Yeah.
Although, don't let him hear me say that because I don't want no smoke with Stone Cold, Steve Austin, Bruce Willis, again, of a different time. Like, again, who are our modern?
We need more bald people.
What it is, people don't want to go bald anymore, and they got all these things you could do to keep your hairline.
That is also true. Yeah. People going to Turkey and stuff instead of just accepting the bald head.
Yeah. Man. It was a style back in the day, man. I think the guy from Onyx. The one allegedly started that style that made Michael Jordan want to cut his hair off.
That man was lying in front of us like we weren't there. Like, we can't do the math. He said that Michael Jordan was bald because of Onyx. And it's like, dog, that don't even line up. The years don't even make sense there. But, yeah, shout out to Alex Caruso, who then on that tweet retweeted and said, go Texans. So shout out to him.
Yeah, he did. He sure did.
Mr. Clean comes in.
Mr. Clean, he's still around.
I know that's a name that I don't want to read on air. Appreciate you, 409, for sending that in.
But, again, it really the bigger point for me is, what the hell happened to all the bald people, man?
Yeah, man. So eventually it's going to circle back around to where going ahead and shaving your head bald is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point we might see it again. But for the time being, stop all that cheating. That's the point that I
You
have.
Know what was wild? People used to shave their head bald when they had a hairline.
Correct.
That's how much of a style it was.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Sean Pendergast did. He shaved his head. Even
with the hairline?
He was loose. Because I think he'll answer this. Yeah.
No, some people go bald when they lose in their hairline, which I totally get.
Yeah.
But some people still had a hairline and they just went bald.
Hold on. Figgy, I just realized something. Who was the person that brought up this confession?
Lopez.
Me.
All right, so John Lopez, where are all bald guys? You want to start?
I'm not bald.
You want to start?
I'm not bald.
You want to start?
You want me to take
start
my hat off?
Start the trend.
I've got.
I didn't say you weren't bald.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Dude, that would be a big ask.
Go ahead. We tried to get him to do it. He refused.
Go ahead then.
You know me. I'm Mr. Own What You Are. When I started going gray, I grew a goatee so everybody could see that
man,
gray.
Man, you'll look badass with a bald head and that
I
goatee.
Would not.
Yes, you would.
Oh, with a bald head and a goatee.
And with the goatee.
I thought of that.
You got to keep the goatee, man.
Bald head goatee is a good look.
Yeah.
Somebody said Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Okay. I can see that. Yeah, Lopez, go ahead and do it for the bald community. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
All right, those are our Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, we sat down with Henry Toto. It was a fun interview, and you get to hear that one more time coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.